Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the We'll Get Around to It. I'm your co-host, well, not your co-host, your host, Anthony Brown. My co-host isn't here today, so I can't swing over to him. There's no AKA today because, well, usually I have a co-host here and he usually comes up with some stilly, but he's not here today. Anywho, today's episode is a little bit different, ladies and gentlemen. We're going, well, you know, with all it being March and everybody's basketball crazy, I thought of something silly, different, unique. How about we have actual athletes, basketball players, come and ask your questions that, you know, that you want to know about, like certain stuff that you always wondered about and want to know. So I guess before we jump into that, let me go into the news a little bit. The world's still on fire. People are threatening the president for what they call a AKA semi. I don't know what a semi is, but people are threatening the president over a semi. I guess it's, is it money? I don't know. Anywho, Corona is evolving, apparently. It's it can now be in the water, which I didn't know that. Didn't know COVID can go in the water. Didn't know that. Learn something every day. But all besides all that, there's nothing really else too much to really report, I guess. But since we got all that out the way, I guess I want the new person to introduce himself, because Deja and Mary have both been on here before. So I want to hear from the new lady. I want to hear from Miss Paula, if you don't mind introducing yourself to people. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, nothing too personal. You know, we don't want to know if you got a third toe or, you know, anything crazy like that. But just, you know, let us know a little bit about yourself.
My name is Paula. I'm from Spain, Barcelona. Hmm. I'm a freshman here. And I'm here to play basketball.
So what got you into basketball, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't really know. I like basketball since I was little. Hmm. So I keep playing.
Okay. So how do you like it over here than, you know, back home? Is like basketball a little bit different?
It's so different. Some things are better, some things are worse. And some things are only different, but it's so different.
Okay. So how do you like our Midwest weather? Are you loving, like, how cold it is and, you know, how it just snows out of random?
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, sometimes I miss sunlight, but I like rain, all of that. So, and I never seen snow. So I was happy.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. Well, I guess, you know, we're done with a little bit of bantering, you know, around. And but unless Mary and, you know, Deja want to reintroduce themselves. No? Nay or yay? Say yay?
I mean, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay, well, y'all know. Don't ask y'all. This ain't your first time. This your first rodeo. Go ahead. Do your thing.
I'm Deja Carter. I'm a sophomore here at Lewis and Clark. I used to go to Alton High. I played basketball since as long as I can remember. And my major is graphic design and photography.
I think Mary went to the void.
Must be first. My name is Barry. I'm from Florida. I'm a sophomore here at LC. I haven't been playing basketball that long. Finally, 5 or 6 years, maybe. And my major when I get to a 4 year is going to be criminal justice.
Hmm. Well, I guess that will go into my first question then, since, you know, you all are hoopers and, you know, you all love basketball, obviously. So my question is, do you guys have a ritual, like something that you do before a game? Like, is there like a certain song you listen to? Like, do you listen to like DMX, you know, to get you hype, you know, or are you like doing push-ups to like get your adrenaline going? Like, tell us, what do you guys do, you know, if you do have a ritual, you know, what do you do to get yourself in that mode to like where you like, this is my beast mode. Like, I'm finna go, like I'm finna score this many points this game, and I'm finna just do my thing. So let the audience know, like, you know, what's up? What do you guys do? If that's what you do.
I guess I don't think I have a ritual. I just go out and play, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I have one either. I just try to know what I just think about what I have to do during the game, and I try to execute.
Okay.
I think I have a ritual, but not to do a good, like, not for, I like, when I do that, I don't think and score a lot or something like that. I only think and have a good game. Like, I have my necklace. Mm. I didn't take it off until we have our meeting in the locker rooms. And also, I leave my t-shirt in my chair, my uniform t-shirt in my chair until the game starts.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, because while I was doing research for this, I was reading up that saying that most players, to like most successful players, have like a certain thing they do before every game, or like any athlete before any sporting event. They do something to kind of, you know, to get them in that mood, that energy, that for them to, you know, to kind of like click on this alternate mode. But when Mary, you know, and Deja were like, oh, no, we just go out there and we just show out, and we just go out there and we just put our hearts on the line. We just do this. You know, we just out here, we doing it. But, yeah, I like that idea of, like, you know, leaving your shirt on the chair until the game starts. I think that's, like, that's a really nice one. I think that's one of the ones I've read that most, like, what is it called? Oh, my goodness, I forgot. Like, red shirts, when they're about to get back into the game and they've been cleared, they'll leave their shirt on the chair until they come back. Or I think it's somewhat that if a teammate passed or something like that, too. But I like that. So another little question I want to ask before that, and it was in between. So what is the – well, no, I guess I – well, no, let's not ask that. I don't like that. I don't want to ask that. That's – so you ladies. So let's say your coach puts you on the bench during a game. What goes through your mind when that happens? If that happens, let me say that.
I mean, I don't get necessarily mad because obviously I did something to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you feel like your coach put you there because he saw a mistake that you need, that, you know, you all need to work on? Or do you see it as like, maybe he saw like your, you know, your stamina was kind of dwindling. You weren't moving as fast as you normally do, and you kind of slowed down a little bit. And he saw that, so he, you know, gave you a quick chance to breathe and get some water. Do you see it like that sometimes? Do any of you see it like that?
I mean, yeah, it could be a lot of different things, honestly. Positive, mm-hmm. Negative.
Okay.
A lot of things.
Okay.
So yeah, we're gonna see that all the time. Like, you're not gonna be out there for the whole 40 minutes of the game, because if you do, you're really gonna exhaust yourself. So, it is a good idea for a coach to sub us out so we can get a break, and then a few minutes later we can go back in to do what we were doing.
Okay. So, I kind of want to. Yeah, let me go ahead and ask this then. Next. So then that brings to my next question. So, what do you think that you bring to the team? Like, do you think you bring from where you're from, do you bring that style with you and your teammates adapt to it? Or do you adapt to your teammates in a more of a, what is the word I'm looking for? I am so lost right now. I can't even think of the word I'm looking for. But do you either adapt or do your teammates adapt to you? Basically, I guess that's the question I'm asking.
Adapt to my teammate.
Yeah, I would have to say the same thing. I adapt to my teammates.
Agreed.
Well, the reason I asked that is because I know last time Mary said, you know, she brings the Florida Heat style with her. And, you know, Deja brings old Midwest style with her. But it's kind of more of an advanced approach. Even though, like, she's a center, you know, she still has that Midwest, you know, approach. So, Paula, do you think you bring, like, your Spain style to the team, like you bring that speed and ferociousness with you, or are you more of a let me use my speed, but let me not be as aggressive?
I think I bring my defense from Spain because mm-hmm. here the people don't know how to defend.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'm joking, but yeah.
Okay, so, I guess the last question to ask, do you think local support is important and why?
So important.
I miss the fans, I'm not gonna lie. So I do believe it's important.
Too. I mean, even with the virtual support, do you still think that, like, helps? Even though it's not physical, it's still there.
I can't mm-hmm. see you.
You can't. I mean, but you could, but you know, like, people
I play my game either way, so it don't matter.
Right.
But I do miss them their physical presence.
Okay. So let me ask this. So is it harder to adapt with the fans not being there and it being virtual? Is it harder or is it more easier on you guys, you know, without the crowd being there?
I mean, I could play either way, so it wouldn't matter to me. Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, it's a little easier because I don't have to hear my parents screaming in the background. I do miss the fans because sometimes they're the reasons why we get so pumped up in a game. But I find it easier, but it's really, really different for not having fans there.
Okay.
I think it's harder for me. Like, it doesn't matter if the crowd goes against you. Like, that's the thing that give you energy to do it better, or I don't know.
Okay. So basically what I'm have to recap all this because my brain is like taking the information and it's like trying to dissect it. But so basically what you're saying is like the crowds plays a major part in kind of building your momentum up and kind of building building up your adrenaline for you. It's kind of like when you hear people cheering for you, like people going like, Mary, Deja, ah! You know, that puts you in the mood to like perform better.
I don't know if better, but they give you energy to still go, like to keep fighting, you know?
Okay. I'm done with those questions. But, Ms. Paula, I want you to know that me and my team did some research on you. And we asked some of your teammates some things. What do you think your teammates said about you?
What? Can you repeat that?
I'm sorry. This part, usually I do this in the beginning of the show, but I switched it around. Put it at the end because I felt like I was going to go through those questions before the 30 minutes was up. But I did some research on you and I talked to some of your teammates and I talked to your coach, Gerard, talked to him about you and What do you think your teammates and your coach said about you?
I don't know.
They said that you're a decent player. They wish that you would stop getting fouled so much. And I'm making this all up. I'm sorry. I couldn't even do it. I couldn't. I'm so sorry. I couldn't.
I was about to say gossip time.
No, I'm kidding. No. But is it true that you own a doggo? A little doggy. I don't know the name of it. Little doggy. Is that true, Miss Paul? You own a dog?
Yeah, I don't have a dog.
You don't have a dog?
No.
So I'm going to have to fire that guy, Nick, because he can't get his information right. I'm telling you, I'm so sick of it.
A little anonymous elf who is trying to find all the information that they can.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm firing it, dude. Like, I'm telling you, like, this is the last straw. Like, he can't get it right. But anywho, that's fine. So, Ms. Paula, so then I asked your teammate, I asked Daisha this question, and I asked Daisha, how often do you pass the ball to Paula? What do you think she said?
Wait, don't put me in that situation. Do not do that to me.
You weren't supposed to say anything. You were supposed to just, like, play along, play cool, you know? You're supposed to be, like, you know, not say anything. You know, you're supposed to be, you know, not here right now. Don't worry, your merry turn is coming. Because I actually did ask some people about you. I talked to Ms. Dion about y'all and Jared. So y'all stay there. Okay.
You were on campus earlier this week?
Yes, I was. I actually was on campus, what was that, Monday? Yes, I was.
So what is you talking to Ms. D?
Why was I talking to Ms. D?
No, I'm saying you were.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I thought I'd seen you. I wasn't sure.
Was that you in the locker room? Not locker room. Good God. Was that you in the gym?
It was.
Okay. I tried to come, you know, speak, but Ms. D told me that y'all had the Rona. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Yeah,
she said one of y'all had it. And I was just like, I'm not messing with y'all. If I see y'all, I speak, but I had it once. Y'all keep that over there. But I will get to y'all. Right now, it's Miss Paula's turn to shine because she is new here. She hasn't, you know, been interviewed before. So this is her time to shine. So, so back to you, Miss Paula, before we run out of time. Now, what position do you play?
I play like a 3 and sometimes 4.
Okay. So what is your job in those two positions?
I don't know. Drive the ball, screen, shoot. That it.
Okay. So I actually watched one of y'all games, right? And I saw you get fouled. So let me ask about that. I know the girls had some bluish, I want to say marine colors shorts on. You probably might not remember the name, but tell me, when you're getting fouled, what goes through your mind? Like, do you be like mad? Do you be like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to slap the color off this girl?
Yeah, not mad, but yeah, it gives me energy to stand up and do it better the next time.
Okay. So now that we're done asking our new person here, Paula, we're going to move on to our veterans here, our sophomores, before time's up. Now, Miss Mary, number 0. Now, I talked to Miss Dion about you. Now, Ms. Dion and Jared had some very interesting things to say about you two. But what do y'all think that they said about you, Ms. Carter and Miss Mary. What do y'all think that those two people said about y'all?
Mm-mm.
You don't know?
Well, we know Miss D. Miss D don't really have anything to say, doesn't have anything bad to say about us. But Jared, man, you never know what that dude has to
say. Whoa. Jared, my dog. So is Miss D. So I'm confident they say something positive. Look at you.
See, you can't hold a lie.
I can't. I swear, like, if I ever commit a crime and they got me because it's like, Mr. Brown, did you commit the murder? No, I didn't.
That's cold hearted.
No, I'm playing. But I know it's not. It's just, I can't lie. I can't lie. I mean, we all can't be professional liars. You know, that's for lawyers and celebrities.
Even lawyers and celebrities can't lie perfectly. I can prove otherwise.
Y'all still like Justin Bieber, don't y'all? Oh. Anyway. So Mary, I asked Miss Dion about you, and she said that she misses you. Did you used to go to church with her? Is that correct?
Yeah.
She says she missed going to church with you, and so I didn't want to say that. Then you'd be like, I don't know what Miss Dion's talking about. I ain't made you go to church. You know. So she said, you know, she missed those type of things, that she does miss being around y'all. She does miss being out there, but you know, she has some personal stuff going on, and you know, but she does miss you all. Now, what Jared said was, she cool. She all right. She cool. She cool.
Told you.
Same thing he said about you, too. He's like, oh, Deja. She cool, too. That's literally what he said, so.
I told you.
Miss Dion really didn't say anything too much about you. She just like, Daisha, what do you mean? I was like, well, how do you think she's, you know, she's a good athlete? And Miss Dion went, I ain't gonna say she good, but she got a nice personality. I'm sorry.
I was waiting on the chuckles because I knew you were lying.
I'm sorry. I couldn't even keep it up. But yeah, that's pretty much what they had to say about you. Also, before we go, because it is 1:31, do you guys want to say anything before you go? Want another shout out to your team, or because actually your other podcast episode shall be up in a couple of days because we had to fix Mary's slip up last time, and that was hard. We couldn't catch it. We couldn't even catch it right before she said it. It was a nightmare. But don't worry, it will be up. But do you guys have anything to say? You want to say before you go? Baba boo.
Shout out Miss D and Jared.
Okay. Deja.
Yeah, shout out to my team. Shout out to Miss D and Jared. Thanks for saying nice things about us. And we hope that you guys can watch the rest of our season.
Okay. Paula, anybody you want to shout out special? Back home, maybe?
My family doesn't understand English, so...
That's fine.
No, I'm fine. I can say it in Spanish.
Yes, go ahead. That's fine.
Papa, os quiero. Y muchas gracias por todo. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Okay, well, before we leave, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you, talk to the audience now, I want to give you a few moments of, you know, just you and I moment. So I want to thank my guests for coming, you know, for joining us, you know, and being a part of this and, you know, being part of the March Madness that is going on with everyone going crazy for basketball during the month of March. I will never understand it. I'm old. But say all that. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that, you know, you come back and join us. Our next episode, we will be talking to LC's very own Jeff Vaughn, who is retiring this year. And I hope that you're able to join us. If not, you know, listen to our other episodes that we got going on. You know, we got a plethora of things. We talked about cyberpunk. We talked about a lot of things. But most importantly, I want you, yourself, to stay well, stay healthy, eat a lot of vegetables, take your vitamins, be good to yourself. You know, you only get one you. You know, there's not going to be another you out here. So, with me saying all that, I hope that you're doing the best you can. I hope that you're living a healthy, positive life and that you're chasing all your goals. I've been your host, Anthony Brown. My co-host is here, so I'm going to let him do the outro, you know, say his name because he wasn't here for the beginning part. So, you know. You're muted.
Don't look up at the sun.
Don't look at the sun. Ciao, y'all. Ciao, kapookie poo. Ciao.